You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We've got our monthly CCIM segment. This time, we're going to talk about what a CCIM can do for you as a lawyer. We got Louis P. Archambault. He's a partner and the Florida Board Certified Expert in Real Estate Law at the Miami law firm of Pathman Lewis. Hey, welcome to the show, Lewis.
All right, thank you very much, Jim.
Hey, now, how many lawyers were there at the CCIM in Miami before you came on board?
Thankfully, there weren't any on the board until I joined. I was at a networking meeting, got a chance to meet some of the board members that were in the back of the room, and I had known them through transactions as being some of the better brokers in the city. And when I asked them, you know, what the group was, and they explained it, I said, wow, this is definitely a group that I want to be a part of. So I asked to be an affiliate member as an attorney, and thankfully they let me participate to help out the board.
Well, that's great. So have being a member of CCIM here in South Florida helped you grow your practice?
Oh, absolutely. Even if it's not direct referrals for transactions, because for my practice, I do representation for people in leasing, title work, buying and selling properties, joint ventures, development. I mean, there's really nothing we don't do. And this group being on the commercial side, if it's not direct referrals for transactions, at a bare minimum, brokers are great networkers. I mean, obviously, you know, they're terrific when it comes to a group, working a group. And if there's somebody that doesn't have an attorney, I can guarantee that people on the board will help me find them to be able to represent them.
That's great. Now, you know, a lot of people join the CCIM. They take the CCIM classes. They get the CCIM. Did you do that?
I didn't. I'm an affiliate member.
Okay.
So I don't carry the designation. I haven't done the classes. At some point, if I wasn't doing representation through a law firm, I may go for the designation. It would be an honor to try. But for me, I'm just an affiliate on the board, helping out with legal questions that come along the way. If I can give seminars on topics, anything to help out the brokers so that they can be better at what they do.
Why don't you talk to us a little bit about a recent transaction you did with one of the CCIMs?
Okay. We did an industrial purchase for one of the clients of one of the board members where it was an old warehouse in Medley, and through the transaction, we had a chance to represent the buyer to buy the warehouse, and he also used one of the lender affiliates for the group, Total Bank, to be able to fund his SBA loan on his purchase. And so altogether, we got a chance to really help out this person. It's a local business. They make pallets, actually. So a really, really nice guy. And it was great to be able to help him out and work through the group on the transaction.
Well, I saw you went to the University of Wisconsin, which is famous for the strength of their real estate program. Did you ever like run into any of the real estate folks there while you were an undergraduate?
Unfortunately, no. I moved down to Miami for law school, so I didn't get a chance to get to meet too many people in the business community. But yeah, I know that I do miss it up there sometimes. It's actually a funny story how I got down to Miami is I was in Tampa for the Hall of Fame Bowl at the time. It wasn't the Outback Bowl. And Wisconsin was beating up on Duke, thankfully, since last night it didn't happen for the basketball team. But at the time, it did. And I was sitting on a beach in Tampa. I'm wearing an air blanket. It's 80 degrees. It's beautiful. I get on the plane in the afternoon, and by the time I landed in Madison, it was 30 degrees below zero. So I went through 110-degree difference in temperature within hours. I could picture the sun and this wet, warm blanket of Tampa. And I was saying to myself, why am I here? I can't handle this anymore. The day after, I got my acceptance letter for Miami for law school, and I said to my family, I'm sorry. I'm going to the big city, the bright lights, and the palm trees.
High five to you. You're getting the thumbs up from every person here who I think that's a pretty similar story to a lot of the folks here that I know. Now, you're with Pathman & Lewis. What do you do over at Pathman & Lewis?
Great firm to work with. We're a boutique firm.
Other than that guy, Richard Shermer.
Yeah, Richard's a great guy. I was mentioning we go skiing together. He's a great skier.
He's a terrific guy.
So if you see him on the hill, you need to make sure you get out of his way. a great firm that for us, it's a great fit for businesses in Miami because Miami, unlike a lot of other big cities, tends to be very much middle businesses, not necessarily the giant franchises or Fortune 500 companies that only hire multiple hundred attorney firms. So we have a chance to work with great clients in Miami locally and help them out, not just for real estate. We have litigation and land use, and we do a lot of banking work, too. So for Miami and what you typically see in business down here, it's a great fit.
So what are you seeing in some of the trends in real estate that you could share with some of our CCIM listeners?
Well, we're definitely on an upswing. There's no question about that. But it's a cautious upswing because you're almost talking about two different Miamis. There's the Miami that's marketed to Latin America, which is come and buy a pre-construction condominium in the sun and have your cash in the United States where it's a little safer than if you were coming from Latin America.
Oh, what a well-positioned comment. Very crafted.
And then there's the other part of Miami, which is the people that live here, the people that work here and do business. And for us, you know, I think there's optimism because there's a lot of money and business. But on the other side, all of us remember very clearly what it was like a couple years ago in the downswing. So.
Well, you know, one of the statistics that I heard that was kind of an eye opener was in the last cycle, there were about $14 billion worth of condos that were in the pipeline. Now there's only like 7 to 11 billion. So hopefully it's not a real overhang. And it's a lot of it's concentrated. A lot of it's a certain type. A lot of it's got pre-sales. I'll be interested to see who ends up living in some of these condos, but every one of them's got a buyer, and the buyers keep coming. And my gosh, just imagine all the business that's going to be going on when they dazzle them at Basel here.
That's right.
So we've only got, Wanda, how much more time do I have? I've got 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Dos minutos. So, you know, what's a good thing that you can leave with us, Louis, about a takeaway from your experience at CCIM?
Sure. Again, it's a great group of brokers. It's a great organization. I shouldn't mention just brokers. There are appraisers, financiers, and other people also that carry the designation. And I do want to plug the Outlook Conference that is upcoming Wednesday, January 21st. Starting with registration at 7:30 is we're going to have our annual Outlook Conference. We're going to cover the major sectors of real estate and have an outlook on what everyone can expect for 2015. It's going to be another great conference. We're expecting 300 to 350 people at the Coral Gables Country Club. And to register, it's a little bit long, so bear with me. It's CCIM Miami OutlookConference.com to register.
I'll bet they could Google it and find it too.
They could
so
do that also.
Listen, Louis, I'm looking forward to seeing you then. We'll be broadcasting live. It's the first time we're going to be mentioning that, broadcasting live from the Trends and Strategies Conference. So make sure you leave that document so I can talk about it some more on the next show. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to do a little traffic. Then around the horn, we're going to come up with Dr. David R. Williams, president of Florida Economics. We're going to talk about what's going to happen next year. He's great at predicting the future, sort of. Back after this.